The young ferret was growing tall and strong, lithe and sinewy, like the father he had never known. He sat in the cover of the bushes alongside the south wall stairs, tossing the blue honey pot in the air and catching it skillfully with his agile six-clawed paw. Smiling craftily, he licked the last of the honey from inside the pot's rim. Maybe he might have sneaked it back into the kitchen when it was empty, but no. Friar Bunfold had twisted his ear. The fat, stupid mouse would pay for that by never again seeing his beloved blue honey pot. Bryony knew where Vale would be. She climbed the east wall stairs in the afternoon heat and wandered slowly along the battlemented top of the outer wall, hoping to catch a cooling breeze. Seeing the bushes moving in Vale's hiding place, she remained silent, peering down to see what he was doing. The blue honey pot rose above the bushes as he threw it high and caught it. Bryony held her breath and ducked low. She bit her lip hard to stop herself crying out. Holding the pot close in to his side, Vale hurried over to the abbey pond. No beast was there to see him. They would all be inside the abbey at lunch. Bryony had watched him from her position on the wall top. Now scurrying, bent low, she dashed around the battlements, descending the wall stairs at the southwest corner. Arriving at the opposite side of the pond, she peered through a screen of rushes at Vale. He filled the pot with water and spoke to it.
Thanks for the honey. Always tastes sweeter when it's stolen. No beast will ever see you again. Just think, I'm the last creature on earth to touch you. Goodbye, little blue pot.
He threw it high over the pond, drawing in a breath sharply as he realised that he had thrown it too hard. The pot flashed blue in the sunlight as it splashed down at the far side, right in the centre of the rushes. Bryony crouched low, watching Vale. He stood on tip-paw, peering across the pond, not able to see the pot. Then the young ferret laughed, shrugged, and ran off toward the abbey, thinking that perhaps there would be some lunch left. It was mid-afternoon when Toggart found the pot, nestling in the top of an open sack of hazelnut kernels. Friar Bunfold was overjoyed, though Abbess Merriam tapped her footpaw thoughtfully. Why had the friar's pot reappeared empty, clean and washed? Bryony could not bring herself to face Vale, because she knew he would deny everything. Either that, or he would wheedle and weep, explaining it all away, until every beast in Redwall, with the exception of himself, was to blame. The mousemaid felt an awful sense of guilt, but she could not have left the pot in the rushes, knowing how much Bunfold valued it. Returning it secretly was the only thing she could do in the circumstances. Sighing heavily, Bryony tried putting the entire incident to the back of her mind. The mousemaid loaded up a tray with cooled mint tea, damson preserve, and some scones freshly baked that day, adding a scoop of meadow cream.